you took the mic in 1969.
Yeah.
What would you say are the biggest changes you've seen to your job and to the sport in all that time?
Well, of course, the Superdome was the biggest change. When I started at Tulane Stadium. I was doing Tulane football and the Saints. The booth at Tulane was it hung below the press box. It was open. If it's cold weather, you froze. It's rainy, you got wet.
So quite an improvement with the Superdome.
Oh, yes. I was going from the outhouse to the rich house, so to speak, you know.
You have an extensive relationship with the team. You've been with the Saints since their third season. How do you approach your relationship with the team?
Well, I always think that I'm a member of the team. I'm working for the team, and I want to do everything I can to help the team. I want to be fair to the visitors, but I certainly want to be, when we're home, a pro-Saints announcer. I want to be a home guy.
It's been well documented that your voice is still in great shape, as we can hear, and you're obviously still very sharp. It's some problems with your back and some other physical things that are taking you away from the job. The cane is there to prove it. You're showing me.
Yeah.
But I wondered, what have you done to keep your voice in such good shape? Do you do any kind of warm-ups or things like that to get ready?
No, I'm ready. I just love football. That's the most important thing. I love the game, and I keep in touch with the game. I get to the stadium, and I get to my seat at least an hour and a half before the game. Kind of prepare myself mentally and so that when the kickoff comes, I'm ready.
You're handing off this position to your son.
Yeah.
Has this been the plan for quite some time for Mark to take over the position?
No, not at all. I knew that I was not going to be able to carry it on through the season. And I had to be honest with the Saints and myself. And when I met with them 2 weeks ago, I said, look, it's not going to work. And they asked me, what do you think about Mark? And I was delighted to hear that. And I said, Mark will do a good job.
Now, I've heard that you've encouraged him to develop his own signature style.
Absolutely. His personality has to come through. There are certain things that I say that I'd like him to continue with. The first down sound. First down! Saints! That's the true one. But at the same time, you've got so much to worry about when you're doing play-by-play. You've got to be yourself.
But I've heard that your wife has actually told him that he should just follow her straight ahead in your footsteps. Same catchphrases, same everything.
I'm Janice Romick, married 60 years to the announcer there. But I really was, by saying to be like your father was, I hope he keeps the first down, and also it's good, because his fans seem to enjoy that. And that's what I was saying, not the whole be just like your father and everything else, but that's what I want him to keep. But that's up to him.
And what will you be listening out for as you listen to your husband announce his last game?
Well, I'll be listening for his calls. Also, 16 of the family's going to be there. We're going to be in a suite right next to his booth. So the grandchildren, we have all but one grandchild won't be able to attend. But we'll have everybody there.
I wonder if you have an accomplishment that you're most proud of as an announcer for the team.
I think the fact that I've never been asked to sign a contract. They just call me up and say, are you ready? And I say, yes. And they say, well, come pick up your credentials. It's just an accepted fact that I'm going to be the announcer.
Jerry Romig, 44-year announcer with the Saints, calling your last game tonight. Thanks so much for talking to us about your long career in football.
Thank you for coming.